He had made a few mistakes. Cardis could see that now. He had fallen to the same temptation all Sith did, had cut himself off from everything he loved, his family, his lover, even his daughter, to avoid being distracted by their betrayals. He could see now how blinding himself to his pain had also blinded him to his duty, how he had begun to think only of himself, of his plans, of his destiny, of his galaxy. Self-absorption. That was the downfall of the Sith, always. He had studied the lives of the ancients, such greats as Naga Sadow, Freedon Nadd, Exar Kun, and he knew that they always made the same mistake, that sooner or later they always forgot that they existed to serve the galaxy, came to believe that the galaxy existed to serve them. And Kaidus had stepped into the same trap. He had forgotten why he was doing all this, the reason that he had picked up a lightsaber in the first place, and the reason that he had given himself over to the Sith, the reason that he had taken sole control of the Galactic Alliance. To serve. Kaidus had forgotten because he was weak. After Alana had betrayed him by sneaking off the Anakin Solo with his parents, his pain had become a distraction. He had been unable to think, to plan, to command, to read the future, to lead. So he had shut away his feelings for Alana, had convinced himself that he was not really doing this for her and the trillions of younglings like her, that he was doing this for destiny, for his destiny. It had all been a lie. Even after what Alana had done, Kaidus still loved her. He was her father, and he would always love her, no matter how much she hurt him. He had been wrong to try to escape that. Kaidus needed to hold on to that love, whatever it cost him, to cling to that love, even as it tore his heart apart. Because that was how Sith stayed strong. They needed pain to keep the balance, to remind them that they were still human. And they needed it so they would not forget the pain they were inflicting on others. To make the galaxy safer, everyone had to suffer. Even Sith lords. And so there would be no angry outbursts when he confronted the Moffs over their unauthorized adventures. No demonstration killings, no force chokings or threats to have his fleets attack theirs, no intimidation of any sort. Starting today, Darth Kaidus was going to rule not through anger or fear or even bribery, but as every true Sith Lord should, through patience and love and pain. Kaidus finally crested the winding ped ramp he had been ascending and found himself looking down a long tubular tunnel coated in the gray-yellow foamcrete the Verpine reserved for their royal warrens. At the far end, guarding one of the shiny new Beskar alloy blast hatches that had done absolutely nothing to stop the Remnant's aerosol attack, stood a squad of white-armored stormtroopers. Their gray-striped shoulder plates identified them as members of the Imperial Elite Guard, and the two tripod-mounted E-webs set along the walls suggested they were serious about preventing unauthorized access to the chamber beyond. The stormtroopers were still turning in his direction, no doubt trying to decide whether the single black-clad figure striding toward them was anything to be alarmed about, when Kaidus raised a gloved hand and made a grasping motion. The squad leader raised his own hand as though returning the greeting, then was knocked off his feet as both E-Web supply cables tore free of the power generators and came flying down the corridor with weapon and tripod bouncing along behind them. The remainder of the squad swiftly moved to firing positions, dropping to a knee in the middle of the corridor or pressing themselves against the tunnel wall, and brought their blaster rifles to their shoulders. The squad leader pulled his helmet off and, bringing his weapon to bear, began yelling for the others to do the same. Kaidus raised his arm, catching the leader's bolts on his palm and deflecting them harmlessly down the tunnel. Kaidus then summoned the leader forward with two fingers, using the force to bring the astonished soldier flying into his grasp. "I have no intention of harming anyone beyond that door," Kaidus said. "But I have no time to waste, so I won't hesitate to kill you or your men. I trust that won't be necessary." The sergeant's eyes bulged as though his throat were actually being squeezed shut, which it was not, and his face paled to the color of his armor. "No, sir, not at all." Kytus set the sergeant's boots back on the tunnel floor, then turned toward the blast hatch, presenting his back to the entire squad. "My escorts will be along shortly. Don't start a firefight with them.